Please turn with me to Psalm 148. Psalm 148. I know many of you here this morning like singing, you like songs, and you like singers too. I know some of you have enjoyed singing at school in the nativity plays and the various productions that you've been involved in. Some of you are enjoying singing as you're practicing for Greece next term. Something about us which likes singing, likes songs. Sure, some of you sing along at home to your tape recorder or your downloads. Perhaps some of you even take the hairbrush at home and stand in front of the mirror and sing. We like singing. Well, at Christmas time, we sing very often. And we often sing what we call Christmas carols. There's some very special songs which we particularly sing at this time of year. And some carols are old and some carols are new. I was in a carol service at Dalesthorpe School on Friday afternoon and we sang some wonderful modern Christmas songs with some glorious words. They were a tremendous thrill to sing. But also at Christmas, there's normally a competition in singing to see who's going to be number one in the pop charts. Who's going to be number one in the pop charts at Christmas? And this year it's going to be a lady called Alexandra Burke. And of course the name of her song is Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In fact, three versions of that song are expected to be in the top 40 this Christmas. So wherever you go this year, all you hear is this song, people singing Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. And that's why I want you to have a look at Psalm 148 this morning. Because Psalm 148 begins and ends with those two words. If you're looking over a Bible and there's an adult with you, they might be able to point out a footnote at the bottom of your page if you have one. For Psalm 148 and verse 1, it says, Praise the Lord, and then you might have a little A there, and that little A might take you to the bottom of the page, and it says, Hebrew, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that means that the three words which we read in the English there, praise the Lord, are actually written in the Bible in Hebrew as two words, and those two words which we're hearing endlessly at the moment are Hallelujah. And those two words simply mean these two things. The Hallelujah means praise, or sing praise, or sing joyfully, or praise joyfully, and the Yah is the name of the living God. Yah is short for Jehovah or Yahweh. So whenever you hear those words this Christmas, Hallelujah, what the words really mean is this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the God who made the heavens and the earth. Praise the God who sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into this world. And when we praise the one whose name is Yah, we are to express our joy, our praise, and our thanksgiving. And I want you to know two things this Christmas. One is I want you to know that God, whose name is Yah, deserves to be praised. He deserves to be praised by the whole universe. Why? Because he alone is God. He has made the heavens and the earth. He has made the sun, the moon and the stars. He has made us. He is worthy to receive our praise. And he so loved us that he sent his Son, that whosoever believes upon him would not perish but have everlasting life. That's why God deserves to be praised. Hallelujah. And the second thing I want you to know is that you should praise him too. You should praise the God who made you. You should praise the God who sent his Son to die in your place on Calvary's cross. So next time you listen to those two words in all the songs that you're going to hear this Christmas, and you hear those two words, Hallelujah, you say, well, I learned about that from the Bible on Sunday. Hallelujah actually means praise the Lord. And the Lord is worthy to be praised. And I should praise him too. Hallelujah. Yah, praise the God whose name is Yahweh.